Well, there we are. That's the brand new single from Katie Kittermaster. It's called The Problem. We've been playing it. We've been loving it. And she joins me on the line. Katie, hi.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on.
Nice. Listen, I just wish we could have you back in the studio at Gwydir Street because it was, well, just over a year since you last popped by.
I know. Good times. Nostalgic, even.
Indeed. I mean, you were supporting Lucy Spraggan that evening at the Corn Exchange. So how was that for a gig?
Amazing. I mean, how times have changed now that we're all sort of unemployed, as it were, as musicians, just living at home. But yeah, the good old days of gigs and, you know, live audiences, they were good times.
So what have you been doing in the meantime?
I guess since the pandemic broke out, I was currently on tour with Brian McFadden and Keith Duffy from Boyzone and Westlife. They're sort of doing a little double act called Boys Life, and I think we had 10 dates to go when everything was suddenly put on hold, and I was like, didn't obviously realize the scale of this whole thing, and thought, oh, that'll be nice, you know, I'll go home for a roast dinner and I'll wash all my clothes and see the dog and have a few nights off and then I'll be back to it. Didn't really think we'd still be talking about it now in November, but hey ho, I guess I just tried to make the most of it really in this whole lockdown situation. I did a little COVID cover challenge on my social media, which meant I was posting a cover of a song every day, and I sort of followed the alphabet to give me some structure. And that was really positive because I think it kept my followers engaged. It gave me something to do. And it also meant I was getting up and like showering every day, which probably wouldn't have happened if not.
Okay.
So that was really, really good.
You can't unthink that. I'm sorry. You can't unthink that. Are you able to write under those sort of circumstances, or do you tend to write in collaboration with others and you couldn't see them? Or how about the songwriting?
To be honest, before the pandemic, I'd been pretty much writing by myself, bar one trip to LA in January. But since then, I've been doing quite a few co-writes, especially over Zoom. And now the idea of sitting down by myself is kind of daunting. So I feel like I've gone from like I only write by myself to like I'm not sure I could do that anymore.
Oh, goodness.
Because in a writing session, like every idea you come up with, you get that immediate like validation or like move on. So I don't know, I just feel like more minds in the group can help because you know instantly whether it's good or not.
Well, you say that,
but more ideas in the pot.
Run some ideas past your audience, you never know what you might be missing. That's another way of looking at it. Never just can something instantly. Always keep those notes in your back pocket. You never know, do you?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh,
I don't think it was the most productive time during the lockdown regarding writing. But I think a lot of writers that I've spoken to felt the same because there was suddenly all this pressure of like, oh, you've got all this time off. Surely you're going to write a song every day. And I was like, about what?
Yes.
We're living at home. We're not leaving the house. There's nothing to talk about. So,
and that's how you write your songs, is it? Very much from life and experience.
Yeah, for sure. I think literally all... I feel like there's no point writing songs that you don't get yourself. Like all my songs are like, oh my God, this is exactly how I feel or how I felt in the time that I wrote it. And I think like that genuine feeling really comes across in people's songs, that like if you can tell that they've actually been there, done that sort of thing, then you can see straight through that, if not.
Well, that's interesting then, because that brings us on to the subject of the problem. So that's written from experience, is it?
Sadly so. So as I mentioned, I went to LA for a writing trip in January. And that's something I'd never really done before. As I said, I'd pretty much never written with anyone else before this point. And I was thinking, oh my God, what if I fly halfway across the world with my guitarist, with my manager, and I can't write a song? What if I can't do it with other people? What if I get writer's block? You know, it's obviously not a cheap like trip. And I was just really feeling the pressure. So the night before my flight, I sat down at the piano in my little writing space at home and thought, I better just check that I can still do it. And yeah, the problem is the song that just sort of fell out of me, really, which is why I think it's quite like conversational and direct and open, is because it came out really quickly and it was just really how I was feeling in that moment, which obviously wasn't very happy. I think, I don't know if everyone's mums especially are the same, that when you fall out with someone or break up with someone or, you know, something happens which sort of doesn't go your way, your parents will try and sort of soften the blow by blaming the other person, saying, you know, they're just jealous, or, you know, their problem, not yours, sweet. Like, you're a lovely person, all this sort of stuff. And I just thought, well, hang on, I'm the common denominator in all of these situations. So maybe I am the problem. Like, maybe it's me. And, so this is a song that I wrote. And I think people have really felt, sadly, that they've been able to relate to it. So I love writing songs that I feel like will help people realize that, like, it's not just them going through that or feeling like that. So
I was going to say, there is a comfort in that, isn't there? That, as you say, everybody will relate to it, right? Therefore, you know, everybody has those feelings, and it isn't necessary. It's the truth always lies somewhere between the two. It probably was there. It probably was them. But yeah, there might be a little bit of you in it. But hey, it's just not the right person, is it? That song sounds like there's been an awful lot of work done on the production. I mean that in a kind way, in a nice way. When I heard it, I thought, you know, you performed for us in the studio when you last came in, and obviously that's an acoustic session with a guitar. And then I hear this, and I think, wow, okay, that's right. I mean, that's a full-blown, properly produced tune. And are you trying to do more of that, or is that too difficult in lockdown again?
I don't know. I feel like that just kind of felt right for the song, but I'm also looking at releasing an acoustic version, funnily enough.
Right.
I think I'm definitely experimenting a lot more with sounds, and when lockdown was slightly lifted over the summer, I was able to go to a local studio and work with a new producer who I've worked with on quite a lot of stuff now, like pretty much the whole of my EP that's going to be coming out next year. And that was pretty much done in like a day and a half. He's just mad, like so quick, and just does everything. So he's great, and I like how this track turned out. I think it's interesting to just divulge slightly and more from slightly like away from the very like safe acoustic stuff, and just, you know, have a bit of fun. Like, at the end of the day, this is my life, and I want to just have fun and see what happens.
That sounds like a great way to live your life. Talking of which, come on then, we're going to be out of lockdown next year at some point eventually, once we've all had our jabs. Are you thinking about touring, or are you just not even daring to go there yet?
I don't want to like tease myself into it, thinking that it's going to happen, but obviously, like, you've got to think positively and assume that we will be doing stuff, but at the same time, I prefer to like have low expectations and then
get pleasantly surprised.
Be grateful when something does happen. But yeah, I mean, for sure, as soon as we can, I'll be gigging again, and I'm still putting out music, so it'll be really exciting to actually perform that stuff live.
Excellent. Well, fingers crossed for next year. Katie, it's been lovely to catch up with you. You're sounding great spirits, and we're loving the music, so keep it up.
Thank you.
Have a lovely Christmas. Are we allowed to say that yet? I guess we probably are.
It's done.
Too soon? Okay, all right. Well, we'll see you in 2021, and we'll catch up then.
Thanks for having me on. Lovely to speak to you.